Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, we will start the programme today, where else but Dáil Éireann, for the first sitting of the new term, with politicians back in Leinster House full-time after over a year of sittings in the Convention Centre. And the controversy of the summer continues. Minister Simon Coveney of Fine Gael faces a no-confidence motion this evening, and Catherine Zappone has been invited to appear in front of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald began proceedings at Leaders' Questions today by raising questions over one of the issues at the heart of this affair, the deletion of texts.
That a senior minister was so convinced that he had the right to delete government records is extremely troubling, because it goes to the heart of transparency, public interest and accountability in government. Freedom of information is in place to allow citizens to obtain information about decisions that affect their lives and our society. It's fundamental to democracy, for journalism, for activism, and it's absolutely critical in holding power to account. It is, Taoiseach, an essential to good government. So a minister erasing government records in such a fashion stinks to the high heavens. It is, in my view, an abuse of office, plain and simple. I think it's corrosive to politics and it's insulting to people.
Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin disagreed and said that Minister Coveney was acting in good faith.
I think you're not on steady ground when you're trying to attack others in terms of appointing people to positions. And this is a part-time envoy. You've appointed your own to very senior positions as a member of government. In relation to the deletion of text, any text or any records relating to public or government business should not be deleted. And I've made that clear to all of my government colleagues. I do believe that Deputy Simon Coveney was not, Minister of Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney was not acting in bad faith here, and he had explained to the committee circumstances and the context in which he took that action. And I think he, at all times, I genuinely have to say to you, Deputy, I think he's acting in good faith.
And that was Taoiseach Micheál Martin. I'm joined now by Paul Cunningham, RTE's political correspondent. They're back with a bang, Paul. And this is a controversy, obviously, that isn't going away on day one.
Absolutely. The Dáil returned at 2 o'clock and the first speaker was Mary Lou MacDonald. And as you said, it was straight into the question of Simon Coveney, his probity in office, and clearly hugely differing views on that point. And that's building up to the no confidence motion, which is now going to be called a confidence motion in Simon Coveney. And that's due to happen at 5:40. But you could see straight from the off that this is an issue which effectively has to be dealt with. And it looks as if it's going to be dealt with definitively today.
Do we know if the government have the figures on this, if it'll pass, if he'll get away unscathed, Simon Coveney?
I think that they do. There's confidence here at Leinster House among government circles that they do have the numbers, both within the coalition ranks, and that they're also going to get some support from the regional group as well. There isn't any sense that I'm picking up that this is going to go down and that Simon Coveney is going to lose this motion. I've just got the list of speakers, and it's due to start off with the Taoiseach and Eamon Ryan, and then Mary Lou MacDonald will reply for Sinn Féin along with Matt Carty, and then others on the government side speaking. It's not just Fine Gael. So while you do have the Taoiseach Radcar, Heather Humphreys, Neil Richmond, Richard Bruton, Josepha Madigan, Pascal Donoghue, you also have Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan and Fianna Fáil's Cathal Crowe. And I'd expect with them that they're going to be supportive, but there's going to be a big but after the first sentence. Mm-hmm. And they're going to outline some of the difficulties that Fianna Fáil people have had with it. And one thing that stands out from the list is that I don't see the name of Minister Simon Cove or Simon Harris here. And I was onto his department just to try and find out what the reason might be for that. Obviously, these lists can change right up to the last minute, but as it currently stands, he isn't due to speak.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll bring people updates on how the debate is going before the vote happens. What about the invitation, though, Paul, to Catherine Zappone to appear in front of the Foreign Affairs Committee at the Oireachtas? Is that likely to happen at all?
Well, certainly the expectation always was, given what committee members had said, that they could clear up an awful lot about differences in the accounts that they've heard if they were to hear from Catherine Zappone herself. Now, she is living outside of the state. She doesn't hold any public office. She also doesn't hold that position of UN Special Envoy. So it would be up to her to determine whether she wants to. She can't be compelled by the Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee to turn up. So they've sent off their invitation and we wait to see. But just talking to some of the members and the wider TDs and senators at Leinster House today, there was very little expectation that she was going to agree to go before the committee.
Okay, and that will rumble on, I suppose, until, well, certainly until the vote this evening, and we'll see what comes of it then. I was going to ask you about Minister Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Housing as well, because we expected a dull statement regarding his assertion that the Central Bank approved his shared equity scheme when on primetime last night we learned that no such approval has been made. Well, he has in the last few moments, Dara O'Brien, made a quick dull statement. He insisted he was clarifying with the Central Bank that it was designed as an equity product and not one with the borrower taking on any extra debt. He said, during parliamentary questions and in recent speeches, I've repeatedly stated that the operational details are being finalised. Work on the detailed design of the proposed scheme at an advanced stage, he says. So he's keen to clarify that, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, like the original sentence he gave was, this shared equity scheme is focused on those who need it most. It will work. It has been passed by the Central Bank. And that statement was called into question by Sinn Féin, Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, in very strong terms. Also by Kian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats as well. And what he said is the housing minister has responded with gibberish to the charge that he misled the Dáil. So this is still very much a live issue. During order of business, both Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats were demanding that the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, come before the House, and they actually have a debate on the issue. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said the Housing Minister was always agreeable to coming before the House, so that's one to watch. It definitely hasn't gone away just because of what the Minister had to say.
Just before we let you go then, Paul, we're about to move on to the topic of the America's Cup and whether or not that's going to happen, and lots of reports suggesting that it's not. Do you have any update on that or where we're at with it?
We're pretty much at where you said in your introduction, Sarah, that basically the government has told the organisers of this America Cup sailing race that it needs another 6 months to carry out what's called due diligence on the actual approach. But no one has any expectation from their point of view, from the organisers' point of view, that that is going to be granted. So the way it's being read here at Leinster House is effectively this is dead, that it's not going to happen. But we're still awaiting official confirmation that that's the case.
Okay, interesting indeed. First day back in the Dáil. Good to have them back, Paul.
Ah, there were smiles all round. People were bumping into each other as in corridors, and you nearly got the sense they were going, my God, you know, yeah. I'm surrounded by people. They're still trying to behave themselves from social distancing, yeah, but it is a first day at school atmosphere.
Okay, fist bumping, I hope, and not bumping into each other. Look, Paul Cunningham, political correspondent with RTE. Thank you very much indeed.